Queer Melech Hechas Shabbos, Melech Hechas Erevim, Sim Shin Ayin Beis, the halachas of the joining together of the residents for an Erev, Sif Teth. This is on the bottom of Rish Mem Aleph Amen Aleph. Says the Mechaber, Bona Itzabo. If he builds a platform, Lamata on the bottom, Itzla Koisel near the wall. Lamata Megoy Basar, to minimize the wall from a height of 10 Tfachim. As we've been discussing regarding if this is considered one area with the neighbor or it's two different areas. So a wall of 10 tefachim, as we said, is mechitza, is a separator. What happens if he builds a platform, so now the wall is not so high from the platform, and minimizing the height of 10 tefachim? So im yesh ba'abo ayruch b'meshach ha'koysel, if it has a length of 4 tefachim, along the length of the wall, u'beletis arba, and it sticks out, four tefachim. So my lishtamish b'chala koisel. So that's effective to utilize the entire wall. Aval einachash of kepesach, but it's not as significant as an opening. La'oriv as you continue to midbiziachad to make an erev together as one. Atchigil erish akoisel until it reaches to the top of the wall. B'mimbar abalabah. Now if it's not an area of 4x4 tefachim, einamol it's not effective. I feel lishtamish connected even to utilize the area opposite. Says the Mishnah Berurah, sivka 9 tes. Bonli itzdaba v'chulu, builds a platform lower down near the wall to minimize from a height of 10 tefachim. And then we said that if it's 4x4, okay, that affects to utilize by the whole wall. Now avam loy neschaba lakarkam erev Shabbos, but if it wasn't connected to the ground from before Shabbos, loy mahani, that wouldn't be effective. To have a daba hanitl b'Shabbos, that's something that can be moved on Shabbos. Vein m'maitai. And but that wouldn't minimize the height, as the Sharatin Lishman Bay says. Now it's possible that if it was large and heavy, or it's not the norm to move it, then it would be effective, like the ladder and bubble, which the Gemara says that its weight it makes it established over there. But if not, then that for sure wouldn't minimize it. Sip, cut, and pay. So if it has a length of 4 tefachim, along the length of the wall, and ubeletas arba, and it sticks out for tefachim, nine that is shiar arba tefachim al arba tefachim, which is 4 tefachim squared, then it's effective. Now, lini goiva, regarding the height, mashba salik, the filikoshu sagi, even if it's a little bit of a height, it's effective. Kamei b'samach, like we'll see shortly, sif yud in the next paragraph, koshin esmaid al deze hakeisol, masar tefachim enel mal, as long as through this height, the wall is not above 10 tefachim. So fine, sif cut mem, pay aleph. So my lish tamish b'chala koisel, it's effective to utilize the whole wall. That is the halas aleha mikli habayis to bring put up on top of the wall from the vessels of the house. Shahadei noyich lalas derech alal reish hakoisel, because it's convenient for him to bring stuff up onto the top of the wall, because ve'imemendel reish gevayasar, since from this platform to the top of the wall is not a height of 10 tefachim. Now, because this is all kosher, le'osit tzaber rak echad b'tzidei, where only one neighbor did the platform only on his side. Gam hasheni osa kein b'tzad hasheni. But if the other neighbor did the same thing on his side, now the wall became convenient for both of them in utility, because for both of them it's beneath 10 tefachim. Now again, it becomes forbidden for both of them to utilize the wall, because they each have now this equal utility, which again makes it forbidden because they did not join in the Erev. Siv cotton pay base, but again, if he's the only one, then it would be permitted for him to utilize the whole wall. Abel ain't Abel v'chulu, but it's not considered as a Pesach, lor v'yachad, to make an Erev together as one. I know that is a fuller asa kain, gamet sad hasheni, even if the other person did the same thing on the other side, that would not, this itzdaba is not enough to make it like an opening to make Erev together. Until it reaches Sivkot and Peyagim, the Reish HaKoisel, to the top of the wall. And says the Mishabru, B'chad, the same thing is, or even if it was lower than that, but at least it was less than a gap of 3 Tvachim. Gamkin din Nahachi, and we have the same Aloha Kanala, we said previously, B'Sivches, in the previous paragraph, Lin Nisulam, regarding the case of the ladder. Then Mechaber continued, it says, now if it's not 4x4, then it's not effective even to utilize Sivkot and Peyagim, to Kinegdoi, opposite the itzdabo, but koshkin, or the more so, the b'chol hakoisel aser, that for sure the whole wall is forbidden. But the reason is because if it's not a, if the platform is not at least 4 tefachim squared, it's too small to really stand on it and to utilize. It's like it's non-existent. And you can't compare it to what we had in the prior paragraph in Sivches. The mutal kapon that it's at least permitted connected to some occupation is might, at least opposite that area where it was minimized. No, the hosam amilagabe karka mashamish. There, you're standing on the ground and you're utilizing. And you took off a little clump from the top of the wall. So that's effective. Mashagin hach, which is not the case over here. Shetzar laman al mokum kotz kazet. It's very narrow to stand on such a narrow area. So even opposite this is not going to be effective. Siv yud. Kafa seifel. Shesh bar bal arba. If they turned over a bucket, basket, that has an area of 4x4 tefachim, but Gaboya culture and has a minimal height. We meet by Gaboya Masar and they minimize the height of the wall from 10 tefachim. Mutlash namish kenegra meet, then you could utilize the area opposite where it's minimized. Bavat shechabrin betit, as long as you connected the basket, the bucket to the ground, with cement. Sif cut and pay hazes and shmur, cover safe of a hulu, if you turn over a bucket, etc. Samach, close to the wall, if it's actually tefachim, or within three tefachim, three hand breadths from the wall. Same thing as regarding the previous sieve, regarding the case of the platform, has to be at least within three tefachim. Siv cotton pay vav. If it has arba v'hulu, it has an area of 4x4 squared, even you know if it has just a minimal height. Hakol din lekumad lamala lin stop. But really, everything here, the halach is the same. As we said previously regarding the platform. But can differ schema achroinim, so the achroinim agree, the mashakosov can negate a meat. This study writes that you could utilize the area opposite where it was minimized, it's a scribal error. So Chlemi should say, for the shleike negate a meat, even not opposite where it was minimized, which the Sharatin Oisnandei says this is not like the Mogen Avram. Where, as the Dirsha 60 brings it, he differentiates between the bucket that you're not mavat, let to the ground, where, yeah, you're allowed to utilize in the wall only opposite the bucket, to the case of the itztaba, which you're mavat to the ground, you like nullify it over there, and therefore you're allowed to utilize in the whole wall. But we're going to ask that in Sefches, when you put the ladder, you're allowed to utilize the whole wall, even though you're not mavat, but then the answer is, that's specifically by ladder it's permitted because since the top reaches to the top of the wall, which is not the case by the bucket, Akapanim, that's the question regarding what the gear sit here is, can I get a meat or a fellowship like can I get a meat? Zivkan pei zang. So it said as long as shechabrin betit, that you attached it with cement, meaning achiba yafal aretz, a good connection to the ground. Sheyev shalashamdai, that you can't go ahead and move it until you dig, let's say, with some type of tool. Then you can't take it from there on Shabbos. And even though you're going to end up taking it after Shabbos, that's okay, that's still permitted. But if the cement is placed like this, on the lip that's bent over to the ground, you're allowed to take the bucket on Shabbos. Even though by default you can be moving the cement, because that's considered indirect movement. That's not considered movement of something that's muktzah. Anything that can be moved on Shabbos would not minimize, and then you're right, it would not be effective. Sif Yud Aleph. If there's a platform built on top of another platform, so if the bottom one is 4x4, tefachim, or you mean bar balaba, or if it doesn't have 4x4, but the yeshbal yin ar balaba, but the upper one has 4x4, and the aim bin zul is shleish tefachim, and you have less than 3 tefachim from the lower one to the upper one, so mahani lahat lishdamish olav, that would be effective to permit to utilize on top of it. But mahani lamed pesach, but it would not be effective to be an opening lor of yachtim again if to get as one. Says Mishaburus of Cotton Peches. Bono Behulu, you built a platform on top of a platform. That is Samach Lekaisel near the wall. Zulu Malam is one on top of the other one. Vish Avibeneim, and there's an airspace between them. Siv Cotton Peches. So if there is Bitachtoin by the lower Nabal Abba 4x4, the Os Yatzma Matres Lashamash Lekaisel, then it itself is permitting to utilize on the wall. Even though there's nothing above it at all, like we had previously in Besiftas. But the bottom one has to be at least within three tefachim from the ground. Because the lavach is if not, then it's considered minimizing the ear space. It's not considered as a minimizer. Which Ashar Tzid Nutez says, because it's not better than the upper one, which we're saying is in the ear, as we'll see in a second. Sivkot and Sadi. Or let's say it's not 4x4. But the upper one has 4x4, and the imenzul is shlosh tefachim, and you don't have a gap between the upper one and the lower one, three tefachim. The ritzlim, what it means to say is, those mitzarfina law, then we combine to it gam mitzaba tachtoin, also the lower platform, that have a kolavid, because like lovid, which connects it within three tefachim. Okay, it's taba achas, it's considered like one platform, hameskelis from the earth, which starts from the ground, which is kitzar melmata, it's just like it's narrow on the bottom, meruchab melmala, and wider on the top. But if they were far away from each other, three tefachim, in the lion levad matters, the upper one itself would not permit. Even though it's 4x4 wide, though I made this baba because it's like standing in the ear. But tachtein is smuch la'aretz, and the lower one, which is close to the ground, in yichaylahat, it cannot permit unless bar balabah. According to this case, it's not 4x4, but only if it's within three tefachim. Okay, then sivkot and tzadi aleph, then it would be effective to permit l'shtamash alav to utilize the area on top of it. That is ala kaisel on top of the wall. Should it in a kaisel amal metzabai is because the wall that's above the platforms are not a gavoya sar tvachim. It's not a height of 10 tvachim, which Ashar Tzin Samachab says in his Pashad, that if you have in the lower one itself a width of 4x4, or that there's three tvachim between the lower one and the upper one, you need to have from the lower one until the top of the wall less than 10 tvachim. Now, if through the combination of the lower one with the upper one, you don't have only that it shouldn't, that it should be less than 10 tefachim until the top of the wall, then all you would need is from the upper one and above. But that's if they're connected. Says the Mishmur further, says, Mayri, it's too much for us, it's tabayis, rak mitzad echad, but it has to be told that the platforms were only made on one side, because again, if it was made on both sides, then that would be a problem. Sivkot and Sadi Beis. But this is not effective to make a Pesach or Vyacha to make Erev together as one. It's limited. It says, even if he wants to make the platforms on the other side. Also, that would not be considered, as we said previously, to make it as if they have an opening from one to the other.
Sivyut Beis says, Mechabe ziz hayitim na kaisel. If there's a ledge that comes out from a wall, Vyishba abal abal, and it's 4x4, tfachim. And he places on it a ladder, whatever it is. It permits for him to have the utility of the wall. But who, as long as the lowest rung is not above the ground three tefachim, and you can't have between each rung either three tefachim, and if you're putting the ladder on top of the ledge, which Dirshah 69 brings the picture, as you see, is a ladder on the ground. The ledge is within 9 tefachim from the ground, and the top of the ladder is on the ledge, and the ledge has less than 10 tefachim to the top of the wall. Says Mechaber, that was same chayetz leiloy, but if one leans it next to it, then that's not going to qualify. It's not going to be valid, as the Dirshah 70 brings a picture. As you see, it's right next to the ledge. It's not on the ledge. Says the Mechaba further, because man, and as long as in gavaya kaisel esrim tefachim, as long as the wall is not 20 tefachim high, so then okay, dai bezezecha chamanicha beetzpa beemtza. It's enough at one ledge that you put in the middle. Shari in gavaya, so now you don't have a height of 10 tefachim up until the ledge. And malugav asagim men al resha kaisel. Neither is it 10 tefachim from the ledge till you get to the top of the wall. Now, if it is 20 tefachim high, then so shneizis, and then you need two ledges. Echad b'teich asar tachtoim, one within the bottom 10 tefachim, v'echad l'malam m'meno, and one above it, b'teich asar l'yanim, within the top 10 tefachim, as the Dirshah 73 brings the picture. So you see that one ladder takes you to the first ledge, and then another ladder takes you to the second ledge. Because she'im ho'yaziz gavoy asara, because if the ledge was a height of 10 tefachim, then it's not enough for just any a ladder, as we continue to daf rishmen beis medav. And as long as the ledges are not one opposite the other, it's fit to have a ladder to go from one to the other. Says the Mishbura, Sivkat and Sadi Gimel. So we have this ledge, a Yitzim, like it's coming out of the wall, but Taichasar Tfachim Samach Lords, within 10 Tfachim from the ground. Sivkat and Sadi Dal, then it's 4x4. Benichala Bechulu, and he puts in the, you know, whatever ladder it is. But some, what it means to say is Shereisha Elyon Shal Sulam, that the upper top of the ladder is Samach Al Haziz, is leaning on the ledge. Sivkan Tzadi Hei, Sulam Kal Shu, whatever ladder it is. But some, what it means to say is Shu Sulam Tzar. It's a narrow ladder, Shei Maxigar Ba Tzvachim, that it doesn't contain four handbreadth Ba'ibash Libis in the width of the rungs, neither is it 4 tefachim wide b'meshach hakayis along the length of the wall. Still, it's effective. Keeping sure all alas alav lazis. Ultimately, the ladder, whatever it is, could get you to the ledge. Have a high sulam darag lazis. So the ladder is just considered like steps to the ledge. Umit starfim as is, and therefore it combines with the ledge. Davik tavechet considered like one. Sivkat and tzadik vav. So then it's effective. Lahatu loy tash meshach hakayis to permit for him the utility of the wall. But to make an opening to make an air together as one animal, that's not effective. Unless the ledge is within, it's less than 3 tvachim from the top of the wall. The neighbor did the same thing on the other side. Then it would be considered as if they have an opening. And as long as that the lower rung should not be above the ground 3 tvachim. Because if it is 3 tefachim away from the ground, have a meat, but then it's considered a minimizer in the ear space, which we really said that's not effective. Sivkat and tzadichas. And below yehe b'chulu, and there shouldn't be between each rung 3 tefachim. Shaz nas haziz im kol ha-shlib, it's a kol echad. So then, okay, then the ledge, with all the rungs together, become one. Ukilu itztava achas, it's like one platform. Shish ba'al ar-ba'al ba'al ma'mala that has on the top, 4x4. Shamayal said, it's effective. Av b'shek tar ma'mata, although it's narrow on the bottom. Ukinah, like we said previously, b'sib yudal. Sivkat and tzadi tes. As long as you put the ladder, al gav haziz on top of the ledge. Avo v'chulu, but near it, that's not going to work. It's still what it means to say, sheyismech reisha elyon shalasul maziz, that you have to lean the top of the ladder on the ledge. But sheyismech asul makoisel itzel haziz betzidei. Not that you can lean the ladder on the wall near the ledge on the side. Afile mutoich shalish lahaziz, even if it's within 3 tefachim of the ledge. Then, if that would be the case, lahavachsulim dargalaziz, then the ladder would not be considered as a step to the ledge. Sivkatan kuf. Now, this is as long as the wall is not 20 tefachim. If it is, you need two ledges, one within the bottom and one b'toich asar al-yon within the top 10 tefachim. And there should be less than 10 tefachim from the bottom one. Become tzarchalizeshne salomas, and you need to have two ladders. Echem in the arts at zizatachna, one from the ground to the lower ledge. Echem atachna at the elyon, one from the lower ledge to the upper ledge. Sivkat and kofal, because shimhoya ziz b'chulu. Because if the ledge was 10 tefachim high, then not just any ladder would be effective. But some would mean say shemigbiya ziz hatachna gavaya some in the arts. If the lower ledge would be above 10 tefachim from the ground, or if the upper ledge was 10 tefachim away from the lower ledge, wouldn't help with just any ladder. Would have to have its length, meaning its width, which along the length of the wall, it would be 4 tefachim, which Ashar Tzinoi Samach Zion says, and regarding that, then it would be enough of the utility as if it reaches the top of the wall, even though you don't have in the thickness of the rungs the width of 4 tefachim. That's the Maimon Motka, not Salmoigim. Sivkan Kuv Beis. Behu v'chulu, that is that the ledges should not be one opposite the other, that it's, you know, that but rather that you could put a ladder from one to the next. One has to be drawn a little bit away from the other one, that you could put a ladder on the lower ledge, and that you could lean it on a slope to the upper ledge. But if one's right on top of the other one, then you obviously can't put a ladder, you can't climb vertically like that. And the Vemaschel, Aval in Chashav Kepesach. We said in Siv Tes, if you have a platform on the bottom near the wall to minimize it from a height of 10 tefachim, so we said, okay, if it's 4x4, you could utilize the whole wall, but it's not considered as a Pesach to make an Erev together as one. So it's looking beyond Grun, the other Achayim, that the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, they're Saisim, they say unspecifically, like the two Purushim that are brought in the Rosh, Luchumra. And Beseisiv wonders on the Torah regarding this. Now, whether Shulchan Aruch, he says something like him, like the Torah regarding this. Look at Ibn Isa that wonders. Also on the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch, why would they be saying something like this halacha, that it doesn't help to make everything together as one? And the truth is, most places can say something regarding this to be lenient, but the Kavanah of the Gemara is even to make it everything together as one, as the Pirush of Ri in the Baal HaTesis, the Rambam, and so, like this in the Beseisim, the Rashba, and this is also found Pirush of Ben Chanan, also in the Arzurua. So therefore, Bashas Lachak in the present situation, says the Be'er Halacha, one could be soymich, believing regarding this, that it could even be used to make an Erev together as one. So he said that regarding these platforms, one on top of the other one, so we said that between the three Tvachim, then they could... They could combine. Now it sounds like that if there is between each one three tefachim, even though the upper one is a width of 4x4, it's not affected because it's a mid pa'aver. That's what Brendan Pierce Rashi and Tais. This is a wonder that the Chaim don't bring the Shitzer Rashi that holds that if the upper one itself is 4x4, it's also affected even though it's above from the ground. And that's what seems also go Shitzer Rambam. Look at Magen Mishnah over there. The wonders in the Rambam according to our Gers in the Gemara, and he writes maybe he didn't have it in his Gers like this. And yeah, it is exactly. That's the something of Pierce Rabbeinu Chanan that we have. Look over there in the Rashi's Chedushim. Is miyash of this, even according to our girs, look over there. Halacha vav by ziz regarding meat ba'aver is also considered as a miyad. After they found the picture of Ben Chanan in the sugya of ziz at the end of his words that he holds also like this, that if it was a width of four tefachim, even though it's in the ear spaces of the might, and also in the rive and the sugya of halacha vav is obvious also that he holds like this. With the Atzei Malgim writes, says the Bechalacha tzarchin lamaisa what the halacha is. The Nasach Abel Mahani, but that's not going to be effective to be a Pesach, to make everything together as one. So look what we wrote in the beginning in Dermaschal Aval, that many disagree. Dermaschal Sulim Kolshu, that whatever ladder it is would be effective to permit the utility on the wall. It's a look at Mishmusiv Cotton Ayin Vav, what we wrote in the name of the Ismayer, and the same thing would be also over here. Some of the deer shoes. Deer shoe number... In this halacha of the Itztava, he proves in the Bi'ah Agra that a step with a width of 4x4 does not minimize the shear of the kaisel from the shear of mechitza v'asar tvach. Chaznesh explains that what he means to say is what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. The Itzvah that's 4x4 is not considered as a Pesach to make everything together as one. So you see that the wall is not minimized from its measurement. On the other hand, the print of the Trim Sadeshim, which the Rambam brings over there, is that if you fill it with earth with a width of 4 tvachim on the two sides of the wall, it is memaided shir. In Dirshu number 57, the Be'al Lachat brought that they wonder like why are they passing like the two Purushim that brought in the Rosh L'chumrah. The Rosh and the Erevin Perek Zayin brings two opinions, in which case the ladder is not effective only when it reaches the top of the wall. Pin number one is if the width of the rung is 4 tefachim along its length and not in its width, so it has to reach within 3 tefachim of the top of the wall. But if the width of the rung is 4x4 tefachim, it's fit to stand in it and to go up to the wall, then the ladder does not have to reach to the top of the wall, and it's enough that it minimizes the height of the wall from 10 tefachim. My second opinion is the opinion that to utilize the top of the wall, it's enough to minimize the height of the wall from 10 tefachim. Regarding that, it's considered that it can mean utility, and it doesn't have to reach the ladder to the top of the wall, but that it should be considered as a Pesach, that you can make everything together as one, then the ladder has to reach the top of the wall. And Torah Shulchan Aruch, I'm passing like the two opinions, L'chumah, that the head to utilize the top of the wall is only my Itzvah that is 4x4 tefachim wide, and also to make everything together as one, you have to have that the ladder reach it to the top of the wall. That's what they wonder, why would that be? Why would they paskin like that, like both opinions, L'chumah? Dirshu number 58. The Machaber said that, okay, it's not considered as a Pesach until it reaches to the top of the wall. From this wording that the Shulchan Aruch writes, the Itztava has to reach to the top of the wall. The Chaznesh and Medai, that if you build an Itztava, one Itztava that has a height less than 10 Tvachim, and it's within 3 Tvachim of the top of the wall, so it's effective to be considered as a Pesach between the Chatzeres. So Rabbi writes over there that since you need to reach the top of the wall, it's not enough for the width of 4x4 Tvachim to consider as a Pesach, according to Shulchan Aruch based on the Maram, so therefore you have to have that it shouldn't be a hafsik of 3 Tvachim in the ground and between each rung until the top of the wall. Dish number 59, the chiddush in this halacha of turning over the basket of Sif Yud, even though really all the details similar to the case of Itzteba, Ritvan, Ervin, Davayin Zayin explains that Kalim that you mechabit, that you connect to the ground, minimize the shear of the kaisel, and even if you don't connect it, even though when you don't connect it, cannot minimize, even when you're designated for that, and they weren't geyser, that the case of when you connect, that maybe you'll do the same when you don't connect. Dish number 60, Sharatzin had brought the Tazn El Yerabba, not like Magen Avraham, that differentiates between, that's what he said. Dish number 61. If the bucket is heavy, that it cannot be moved with one hand, the Prima Gavim is not sure if its heaviness establishes it, and it minimizes it, even if you don't attach it with cement, it remains with a tzarchin. We discussed this in Sifkat Sanal Vav regarding the weight that's needed by a ladder. Now, if he turned over a bucket that they need a dough in over there, that you're not allowed to move it because of mukta, because the klisha machtel isa, but because writes, it's not mamayit, because it's permitted to move the trough regarding what's called tzarch guf makam, when you need its place, or when you need it for something else that's permitted. Dish number 62, the reason for the Isra to take the bucket, Rashi explains in Ebron Avayin Zayin, the Habmin of the Sugi over there, that's talking about a bucket that has a lip, that you're not allowed to take it because it's similar to chayfer, to hoeing, if you would take it out of the ground. Ritva writes over there that according to Maskan Zegemar, that's talking about in the case where the bucket is connected, that you need like a hoe to take it, Isra, the Isra is not terrible because of chayfer, of digging. And not midrabanan. And it brings out those who say that's considered as a malacha she'in tzich legufa, and it's also is only midrabanan because you don't really need digging. He also brings that some of his rebbeim explain that's considered malacha deraisa because since the ground is his, and when he takes out the bucket, he's fixing the ground of the house. And regarding this, the in miskaven is like miskaven, like he's intending to make the earth better. Dish number 63, the reason why the bucket does not become a basis, a base to the cement, Magen Avraham explains also the Aruch HaShulchan that the bucket does not serve the cement. To the contrary, the cement is serving the bucket. And such a svar we find Mishbar elsewhere in Shin Yun Aleph regarding a radish that you are burying in the earth, that since his intention is not that the radish should function as a base for the earth, rather to the contrary, the earth is serving the radish, so the radish does not become a basis. And that's he writes regarding if you insulate a pot in wool, that the covering of the pot does not become a base for the wool, because the kisu is not a tashmash for the tzemer, rather the tzemer is functioning as for the pot to warm it up. Dish number 64. The reason that it's the upper itztaba that doesn't have a width of 4x4 is not mamayit the shiva, it's the lower itztaba chaznish rice. That since the base of a person's foot goes in the distance between the itztabas, he can stand on the bottom one and utilize the top of the wall. Dish number 65. Mishburit said that it has to be within 3 tefachim of close to the ground. In other words, you can't have a width of an earspace of 3 tefachim between the beginning of the itztaba and the ground, even though combining the thickness of the itztaba, you have more than 3 tefachim from the ground. The reason is because from an itztaba, there's a width of 4x4 that you can minimize, also when it's a height of 3 tefachim, and it's only that if it's a height of more than 3 tefachim, it's considered a mid ma'aver, and therefore it's enough that its beginning should be within the sheer of love of the ground. And it's not similar to the case of a ladder, that you need to have the distance between the rungs, shouldn't be 3 tefachim as brought in Chaz Nish. There's number 66. The tzura of measuring these 3 tefachim, the Chaznish writes that you measure from the upper part of the lower itztaba to the lower part of the upper itztaba. You can't have more than 3 tefachim there. Dish number 67, Be'alocha, who referenced Magen Mishnah, wonders in the Rambam, what it means is the Rambam, the Paskins, in Perek Gimel, Melchaz Eir, and Alocha, hey, that if the lower rung is not a width of 4 tefachim, and between it and the upper one, you don't have a 3 tefachim, it's effective to permit to utilize on the wall. And from this, the Be'alocha is Medayik over there, according to the Rambam, it's effective also the upper itztaba it's the also that has a height of 3 tefachim on the ground, because it doesn't mention that it has to be within 3 tefachim on the ground. It mentions shear of 3 tefachim only between it and the upper one to complete the shear of dal tefachim. And also it doesn't mention that it has to be the upper one with the 4 tefachim. Maragim Mishnah adds that in the Gemara's Mefurish that it has to be in the upper one, 4 tefachim. Dish number 68, but the Be'alocha brought that the Rashba is in the Chiddushim is Miyash of this, that he explains the words of the Gemara in the Erev Navayin Zayim Abayis, that if you don't have in the bottom one itself 4 tefachim, you have in the upper one, that is that you have in the upper one 4 tefachim, only in the combination of the upper one, that since you don't have between them 3 tefachim, they combine from the Lach of Lovin like one bent itztava and minimize the share of the Kareis. Chaznish asks, how is it possible to combine the 2 itztavais, but you can't stand on both of them together as one and to utilize the wall? The issue number 69, which the Dirsh had brought a picture that the ladder has to go on the ledge. Now, according to the Rush, Addition number 71. Shulchan Aruch had said, because you don't have a height of 10 tefachim until the ziz. Now, the thickness of the ziz itself, the Chazon Ish writes, it has to be all of it within less than 10 tefachim from the ground. Because this measurement is so that you could go up from the ground on top of the ledge, and if you have 10 tefachim until the bottom of the ledge, it comes out that to go up the top of the ledge, it's more than 10 tefachim. Also, look at addition number 72, that the shear of the 20 tefachim of this wall with the two ledges, the Ritva writes in Eved Avayin Ches, that is the larger measurements. That if, because you're measuring the smaller ones, then the ledge itself also is a small width. If you're going to put the ledge exactly at the end of 10 tefachim, you're going to remain with less than 10 tefachim to the top of the wall. Chazon Ish asks, because the whole ledge has to be within less than 10 tefachim from the ground. If that's the case, by default, you remain with 10 tefachim from the edge of its height from the ledge till the top. So then you would need another ledge to get to the top of the wall. Look at the previous Adirshu. So it comes out that with a wall that has a height of 20 tefachim, you always need to have two ledges to permit to utilize on top. Adirshu number 74. The measurement of a heavy ladder, the Chazon Ish writes, that it has to be all the conditions of the ladder that we explained in Shulchan Aruch and Sevches, that is, that it should have four rungs or that it should be heavy, then its heaviness establishes it. Addition number 75, it says only if the ledge is less than 3 tefachim from the top of the wall. Now, to permit to make air together as one, the Chazon Ish writes, it's not effective a ladder that has just a width, whatever it is. It has to be that the length of the rungs of the ladder at a minimum are 4 tefachim. This is all according to the Shulchan Aruch and Sevches, but according to those who disagree, that's brought in the Bialach over there, then the ladder doesn't need only to remove the lacking of the minimizing of the airspace, because for the Halacha of a Pesach, it's enough with just that less than 10 tefachim, because since the ledge is a width of 4x4, regarding this, you don't have to have a width of 4 tefachim, it's enough with a koshu, as we're in Tayson Eben Abayin Zayim Beis, and that's how it's explained from the words of Chazon Ish. Dish number 76. This Sif of Sif Yud Beis regarding a ladder near the ledge, the Shulchan Aruch writes that it shouldn't be 3 tefachim between each rung. Now, in Sif Ches, regarding a ladder that comes to permit to make an area of two chatzers together as one, he doesn't write this condition. Aruch HaShulchan writes to answer this, that previously he was speaking about by a ladder that's kavua. It's easy to go up on it, even when the distance between each rung is more than 3 tefachim. Here he's talking about a temporary ladder, which only if the distance between each rung is less than 3 tefachim, is easy to go on the, up on it. However, you see previously in Sif Kot and Samar Gimel, that according to Chazon Ish, every place that you need to have that the rung should be near each other within 3 tefachim, here also you would need to have that the ladder that its heaviness establishes it. Addition number 77, he said that these two ledges can't be one right on top of the other. Rather, Mishmur says it has to be one a little bit on the side of the other one, so that you could stand on the you could put a ladder on the bottom one to get to the top one. So this wording, Chazon Ish writes, is not so meductic, because it's not enough that it should be fit to put the ladder, but it has to be that the ladder could be put there also kavua, established, and that it could stand. He also asks in this halacha in Sif Ches, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that a vertical ladder minimizes. Why over here does it require that the ledges should be not vertical? So he answers number one, that if the ledges would be one on top of the other one, they wouldn't be fit to stand on the lower ledge upright. And number two, in this Sif, that is not because of the ladder, because its width is whatever, just a minimal amount. It's because of the ledge. And so that it's not considered mid ba'avir. You have to have that the ladder and the ledge are considered as one, and not considered as one only when the ladder is in its a permanent way, which would have to be on somewhat of a slant.